The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, hello there, you lovely BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of July, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening, we'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it seems Microsoft's very much interested in AI. How much do you ask? Well, apparently $1 billion worth. Yes, they have invested $1 billion in OpenAI. Now, those of you not familiar with OpenAI, that's a San Francisco-based research lab. And it was co-founded by Sam Altman and another guy you might know of, Elon Musk. Yeah, that guy we talked about yesterday that wants to put chips in your brain. Now, this investment will make Microsoft the exclusive provider of cloud computing services for OpenAI, and the two companies are going to work together to develop new technologies. That one probably being something of artificial intelligence that's just like human intelligence. In fact, in a statement, the two companies are hoping the creation of AGI will be the most important technological development in human history. Yeah, it also might be the demise of humans, but yeah, let's not worry about that right now. Of developments, guess what? Another month, another update from Apple. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got an iOS update today, 12.4 for your iPhone, and watchOS 5.3 for your Apple Watch. Now, of course, with 12.4, this is going to get you some security updates for your iPhone and iPad. While watchOS 5.3, yeah, your walkie-talkie feature that's been having a few bugs here and there, well, apparently it's supposed to squash those. As far as the iPhone side, the most useful update you're going to be getting is the wireless transfer data that you can do directly from an old handset to a new one instead of restoring it from iCloud or iTunes. Now, if you don't have those automatic updates enabled on your phone or your watch, head to your settings now and software update if you feel the need to do it already. Or if you want to be cautious like I would recommend, let your friends try it out first to make sure that it's not going to brick anything. Slackers, yeah, particularly our BTN slackers out there. Yes, you know about our community, britishtech.slack.com. Yep, a little plug there. Plus slackers out there that actually use it for what it's intended for, work. Well, Slack's got a new desktop app today. And before you go, oh no. Yeah, I know, we've all been there. Their desktop app kind of sucked, didn't it? Well, not so much anymore. They're promising it's going to load 33% faster, and your RAM ain't going to be sitting at the back of your computer going, stop. Yes, their new desktop app is out today for Windows and Mac OS. Promising much, much improvements. The biggest of that being 50% less RAM usage. Now, according to Slack, they've totally rebuilt the desktop app. And because of that, Slack will no longer create a standalone copy for each workspace, meaning it won't take up RAM for each instance. Instead, it will reuse components and use a more modern code base. All of these changes, yep, are starting right now as we're speaking. You can download now the latest Slack desktop app for your Windows or Mac machine right now. And finally, hey, printers. Come a long way since the 80s, haven't they? I mean, they're pretty good now. The clarity's unmatched nowadays, it seems. Unless you're trying to print, currency. But apparently one woman in Germany, she wanted to try her luck. Yes, that's right, a woman in Germany, she tried to buy a car with fake banknotes. And she printed up those banknotes right on her inkjet printer. Yeah, apparently she came into an Audi dealership thinking, you know what, that red Audi over there, that has my name written all over it. And since I'm fresh from my printer printing up these 100 euro notes, and a few 50s in there, you know, just to throw them off a little bit, she thought she'd just whip out those bills and say, here you go, I'll pay cash for that. Now, basically, she went through the whole process of buying a car, including the haggling. She got that final price down to 15,000 euros. After that was settled upon, there she started whipping out her newly printed bills. Now, the dealership, no, they caught on right away. In fact, the sales agent actually asked her, you want to play Monopoly or something? Amazingly, though, she kept a straight face, though, and kept laying down those 100 euro notes. Yeah, you gotta wonder, what are people thinking nowadays? But hey, you know, at least you got a good deal on a car, right? Maybe she could use some of those haggling skills in prison. you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our website for all of our podcast blog reviews. It's all over there. Check it out for yourself today. Have a look at our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. You can give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And, yes, I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again, join our BTN community at our Slack room. You can do it easily by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.